VOA Smart Jazz Listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali dan tentunya kami harapkan karir keluarga dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
And he was mentioning how much you sounded like your brother. I'll ask you whether or not you feel like you sound like your brother.
Do you suppose this is more than infatuation?
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Saksofonis Boney James merupakan salah seorang artis musik jazz yang paling sukses dengan total penjualan album yang sudah meraih lebih dari 3 juta keping di seluruh dunia. Tahun 2009, majalah Billboard menempatkannya pada posisi ketiga sebagai artis jazz paling sukses di belakang Kenny G dan Norah Jones. 3 nominasi hadiah Grammy telah diraihnya. Berbagai penghargaan internasional dan nasional juga sudah menjadi koleksi dari Boney James. Kini ia merilis album ke-14 yang berjudul The Beat bersama perusahaan rekaman Concord Jazz. Komposisi yang dihadirkan masih dalam genre kontemporer dengan menampilkan artis Raheem Devaughn dan Floasis. Listener, inilah komposisi berjudul Don't You Worry About A Thing yang dikarang oleh Stevie Wonder dan dirilis pada tahun 1973. Tentunya juga Anda mengenal, pernah dibawakan juga oleh Incognito dan kembali dibawakan oleh Boney James dengan irama yang lebih kontemporer, Down Tempo. Kita beralih ke musisi dan artis jazz Amerika Brady Cole, yang juga adalah saudara laki-laki dari Nat King Cole. Ross Davis sempat berbincang dengan Brady Cole setelah ia tampil dalam salah satu festival jazz di Amerika. Kita ikuti perbincangannya.
I've got Freddie Cole standing backstage after a beautiful performance here in Detroit. And as I went on, I mentioned one of my listeners down in Hunters Hill, New South Wales in Australia, who listens to my VOA show. And he was mentioning how much you sounded like your brother. I'll ask you whether or not you feel like you sound like your brother first, but second of all, you mentioned that your son Lionel lives down in Australia.
Yeah, he does. He's living there in Sydney. He married a young lady there in Sydney, and he's been doing a lot of work down there, playing with different orchestras and bands and doing something with the State Department. So he's been very active, you know.
With the State Department, interesting, because back in the day, you know, Willis Conover did a lot of work with the State Department, and a lot of musicians went overseas with taxpayer funds, sending them over there. Have you ever done that?
I've been on, you know, only one government.
Gotcha.
So back in 1968.
Back in the day.
Yeah, a long time.
Well, how does Lionel like it in Australia?
He loves it.
He's following your footsteps as a pianist?
I follow him. He's a fantastic guy. He's a great musician. He does it all.
All right, well, let's answer our man's question down there. Do you feel like you sound like your brother?
No.
Asked and answered, ladies and gentlemen.
But if I did, that's not too bad.
Congratulations on all your fine work and a beautiful show here in Detroit today. I know Chicago and Detroit are kind of sister cities, and to a certain extent, you probably spent a day or two in this town.
Oh yeah, I have. I've been here several times. And I just like to see what is happening here. They're growing up with the music, a lot of children around. It's good.
Thank you so much for a great day.
Okay.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. How you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
VOA Smart Jazz Listener, Unforgettable, sebuah lagu yang sudah menjadi legenda di Amerika dan di seluruh dunia. Vokalis Nat King Cole mempopulerkannya pada tahun 1951. Berbagai artis telah membawakannya kembali, termasuk putrinya Natalie yang merekam kembali lagu tersebut dan dipadukan dengan rekaman orisinil ayahnya. Dan baiklah VOA Smart Jazz Listener, jangan kemana-mana. Kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz. The Voice of America, VOA.